Good evening.
Good evening.
Y'all slept too long this afternoon or something. Let's try that again. Good evening.
Good evening.
There we go. It's great to be with you tonight. Appreciate your presence here so that we can worship God together. Just a couple of quick things. I want to remind you once again, Wednesday night, don't forget about the singing night, 7 o'clock. Mr. David, as I said this morning, has picked out a lot of songs, a lot of scriptures. I know he's already got with a lot of y'all to read scriptures, and so I hope that you're going to be here for that. It's always been a really special, in my opinion, service with lots of singing and scriptures and prayers, and so I hope that you'll be here for that. It's always a great time together. Don't forget about the upcoming Christmas party. Be practicing on your right hand and your left hand. I have high hopes for this year that we're going to... No, I don't. We're not. It's going to be like it always is. We're going to mess it up and have to stop and regroup. But that's a lot of fun together as well. And so I hope you're making plans to be here for that. Tonight, the sermon is a little bit shorter. I used to be able to say that no one complains about that. I no longer can make that statement because of a sweet little lady in Greenfield, Tennessee. Who, after I filled in there one time, she came to me. I had preached a sermon that was maybe about 15 minutes long, and she came up to me after. She said, "You did a good job, but you know, you could preach for a little bit longer, and that would be okay." And so I can no longer say that no one complains about that because of her, but normally most people don't complain about a little bit of a shorter sermon. Tonight, it's just 4 points. We're going to look at between 2 and 4 scriptures for each point, and then the lesson will be yours, but it's something that I was thinking about as we've talked about and been looking at this idea of thankfulness. And that was the statement, what does thankfulness look like? You know, it's one thing to say I'm thankful, but it's a whole other thing to show that I'm thankful. You know, it's just like the statement, "I love you." That's a great thing to say to someone, but that statement needs to be backed up with actions, does it not? It's not enough simply to say that you love someone. You need to show that individual that you love them. And it's fine to say that we're thankful to God for different things, but what does that thankfulness look like? How do we show that? Tonight, I want to suggest 4 ways in which thankfulness is shown. Number one tonight, thankfulness looks like worship. Thankfulness looks like worship. If we're truly thankful to God, that thankfulness is going to be expressed in worship to Him. That worship can be in the form, of course, and should be, of coming together as we did this morning and tonight. That thankfulness and that worship can be shown in private times of singing songs and reading scriptures on our own. Whatever it may be, however form it takes, if we're truly thankful to God, then we're going to express that thankfulness through worship. In Psalm 69 and verse 30, the psalmist writes, "I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him," watch this now, "with thanksgiving." Notice, magnifying Him with thanksgiving is connected here with praising His name with a song. This act of worship was used to express that thankfulness to God. Psalm 95 and verse 2, "Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to Him with songs." Once again, the same idea here in Psalm 95. Coming into His presence is coming into His presence to worship. And notice, shouting joyfully to Him with psalms is referencing, once again, singing. Psalm 100 and verse 4. "Enter to His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name." So many of the psalms and some of the scripture readings for this coming Wednesday night deals with the psalms, because the psalms connect the idea of worshiping God with showing thankfulness to Him. One final passage from the New Testament in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God." Rather, if we're truly thankful to God, we're going to express that thankfulness in worship to Him. What does thankfulness look like? Number one tonight, it looks like worship. Number two, thankfulness looks like contentment. Thankfulness looks like contentment. If we're truly thankful for the blessings that God has given us, one of the ways that that thankfulness is expressed is through contentment for those things that we have. We live in a materialistic society. Reagan made the observation not too long ago, and rightfully so, that it's interesting that right after a day that is set aside for us to be thankful that for all that we have another day, Black Friday, where we rush to beat everybody to get deals on more stuff. It's interesting how those two things sit in opposition to one another. But as Christians, if we're truly thankful for what God has given us, then that's going to be expressed through contentment. It doesn't mean that there might not be things that we want or something that we would like to receive as a gift. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about we don't have the mindset of I've got to have all the stuff. We can be content with what we have. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 11, Paul writes, "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content." Paul had just talked about the fact that he has been in positions where he hasn't had what he needed. And there's been other times that he's had more than enough. And he said, whichever state I find myself in, here's the thing that I've learned just to be content. What a difference that would make in our lives if we could learn that lesson of contentment. To be thankful for the things that we have. To truly see the things that we have. I don't know how many of you watch HGTV. I like to watch some of the building shows on there from time to time. The problem is, I see like their bathrooms, and then I see my bathroom. Or I see their kitchens, and then I see my kitchen. And sometimes if I'm not careful, just watching a show like that can make me lose appreciation for the things that I have. Because guess what? Here's the thing. I have a bathroom. The commode flushes. Well, I don't have to go to an outhouse outside of the, I can stay in the warmth of my house. Contentment, it is a hard lesson to learn. But if we're truly thankful, it's a lesson that we want to learn. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 8, Paul said, "And having food and clothing," in other words, having the necessities, "with these we shall be content." And then finally, Hebrews 13 and verse 5, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have." For why should we be content with what we have? Because of this next statement. He himself has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Notice what the Hebrew writer tells us. We can be content with whatever we have. Why? Because the most important thing that we have is God. Because God's with us, and friends, in the end, that's all that matters. As we think about being thankful tonight, what does it look like? It looks like worship. It looks like contentment. And number three, it looks like... Oh man, I messed that one up. Don't look at prayer yet. That one's not the next one. It looks like sacrifice. Evidently, when I copied and pasted, I forgot to change the word. It looks like sacrifice. In Leviticus chapter 22 and verse 29, "And when you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, offer it of your own free will." You know, if we're truly thankful to God, and I realize a lot of times in the Bible, sacrifice is connected to worship. But here I'm not thinking about a sacrifice in worship. I'm thinking about sacrificing our talents, our time, our different abilities in service to God. If we're truly thankful for what God has done, then we're going to sacrifice of those things in order to serve God faithfully. We're going to sacrifice of those things in order to spread the gospel to others. The Bible talks about the fact that we have been saved to save. Brethren, if we don't pass it on to the next generation, then who does? If we don't seek to teach those around us the gospel, then who does? If we're truly thankful for the fact that we heard the gospel, If we're truly thankful for the fact that we obeyed the gospel, if we're truly thankful for the fact that God forgave us of our sins and He cleansed us with the blood of Christ, if we're truly thankful for those things, then we're going to sacrifice of our time to teach that to others. Because if we're truly thankful, we realize how great a gift that is. And we want others to have that gift as well. In Psalm 50 and verse 14, offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Notice there the paying of vows is a part of sacrifice. And it's connected there in Psalm 50 with thanksgiving. If we're truly thankful, then we're going to sacrifice those things for the God of heaven. What does thankfulness look like? Well, it looks like sacrifice. It looks like contentment. It looks like worship. And then finally tonight, you'll never guess the last point. It looks like prayer. It looks like prayer. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, a passage that we noticed this morning, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Brethren, if we're truly thankful, then we're going to pray to God. We're going to express that thankfulness through prayer. I'm afraid sometimes if we're not careful, our prayers can begin to sound like this. I want, I want, I want, I need, I need, I need. There's got to be thankfulness in there too. I mean, you think about it, if you had a friend, a spouse, a child, and all you ever heard from them was, give me, give me, give me. And you never once heard thanks for what you've done. That'd begin to wear on you after a while, wouldn't it? I mean, I think that would begin to wear on me. Because I'd be like, where's the appreciation yet for what I have done? And I wonder sometimes if God doesn't feel that way. Every time that we pray, there's something to mention, at least, to be thankful for. And normally there's lots of somethings that can be mentioned. If we're truly thankful to God, then we're going to pray to Him and tell Him about that. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. It's amazing how many times we see the idea of prayer connected with that word thanksgiving. Illustrating to us over and over again that one of the ways that we express our thankfulness is verbally in prayer to the God of heaven. Brethren, if we're truly thankful, it's going to cause us to act. It's not going to just be that we say that we're thankful or we think that we're thankful, but it's going to be that we put that thankfulness into action. What does it look like? It looks like worship. It looks like contentment, it looks like sacrifice, and it looks like prayer. Friend, are you thankful for the God of heaven tonight? Are you thankful that He loved you so much that He sent His Son? Are you thankful that His Son gave His life upon the cross? Friend, if you are and you're not a Christian, we'd encourage you to take that step tonight, putting Christ on in baptism. I realize that looking out, most of you have done that. Are you showing your thankfulness to God by the life that you live? Friend, if you're not, I hope that you'll start. I hope that we will all show God how thankful we are by living faithfully for Him. If you need to respond to heaven's invitation, we'd ask you to come right now as we stand and sing.